They would call Mormons Wacos, or faggots.
Yeah, is that right?
Because we would always walk around with another person. Yeah. They would always scream at us that we were working for the CIA, which I thought was insanity. I mean, why would we go... if we're working for the CIA, why would they choose guys with pale white skin and bad Spanish?
How about names for country people, just in general? You mentioned Hicks before. Anything else?
Bumpkins, I guess, is a term.
Does that use that term, or does that seem more literary?
That's a term my parents would use, not one that I would use.
Okay. How about poor people?
I don't know. For some reason, it doesn't seem that Utah has the very rich or the very poor, so we don't have.
Okay. How about someone who works in works with cattle?
Cowboy.
All right, and someone works on a ranch.
A hand.
Okay. Is a hand what's the difference between a cowboy and a hand? Is there a difference?
A cowboy would spend more time, you know, with the livestock. Okay. A hand could just be working.
All right. How about a how about someone who works with sheep?
Sheep herder.
Okay.
Shepherd doesn't seem like the term.
They don't call them shepherds. They drive around in pickup trucks.
They have those. They have their little sheep wagons.
Yeah. Do they? What are they?
What do they live in?
Yeah. The wagons. What are you talking about?
They usually bring. I mean, sheep herders. They never speak English. Yeah. They're all. Basques.
Yeah.
And they have these little lousy wagons that they strand them out there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any of this in Utah?
Some in Utah, an awful lot in Wyoming.
I know there are a lot of bass in Wyoming.
And a lot in Nevada.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Winnemucca Elko and Winnemucca are both big Basque towns.
Okay, but when you talk about sheep, the sheepmen in Wyoming and in the Rockies, there are mainly Basque.
Yeah,
is that right? Okay,
can't get anyone else to do it.
Is that right? Okay, is that right?
It's too depressing.
Why?
Because they're out there alone for 6 months at a time.
Yeah. Okay. And someone who, what does the term cattleman mean?
Cattleman, a rancher.
Cattleman would just be a rancher, more of an owner than a. Is that the idea of the owner? All right, and the mother of Jesus, her name was
Mary.
And Sally is a nickname for. And it's the same as the frozen foods, frozen cakes. Lee is the second part of it.
Sarah?
Yeah.
I've learned something.
Okay, well, I learned something. I've learned several things this morning, so that's great. How about a...
I thought I was going to have to say salad or something.
Do you know the term jackleg?
No.
Jackleg. Do you have a name for a part-time... What would you call a carpenter who really, really hadn't gone through the apprenticeship and was just...
Oh, a jack of all trades, is that?
No, well, it could be. That's all right. But I just wondered if you'd have... What would you have a name? Or a
handyman?
Yeah, a preacher or something who just who really wasn't an ordained, but he would just went around and did this on the side.
Yes, the first time. Was I searching for the term itinerant? Was that the one you wanted?
Yeah, something like that. But, I just wondered if there was a word that you commonly use. And some, in court, the man who presides over it is called a...
Judge? Justice? Or a justice?
Do you make a difference between those two?
Well, I guess if you're going to the Supreme Court, I guess you do.
Oh, I see. You have a local justice.
No.
Right. Justice of the peace?
Unless you go to the justice of the peace, yeah.
Right. And the man who pleads a case in court is a...
A lawyer, attorney? Yeah.